practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio here in the morning of the Lord's Day. This is Sunday, the day for Christians to worship the Lord together with others of like precious faith all around the world. And we do that sometimes in church buildings where we are all gathered together, or sometimes over the radio like we're doing it right now. And so I'm very thankful for the fact that you are there listening, and I trust that the program will be a blessing to you today. We're going to begin with the song entitled, And Can It Be? This has been one of my favorite songs down through the years, and I trust it will be an encouragement to you today.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, that is a blessed song. You know, every time I hear of it, I think of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, where it says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." God's love is so great. It's beyond our understanding. It's beyond our imagination. And the fact that he loved a sinful human race. In fact, the realization that he loved a sinful human being like me is absolutely amazing. And think of it. He loved us so much that he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world to suffer and to bleed and to die and then to resurrect again from the grave, so that through faith in him we might have eternal life. That is love. That is amazing love. Behold, what manner of the love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Today, can you say that you are a child of God? You know, the way to become a child of God is through faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. You see, that last phrase, through faith in Jesus Christ alone, is key. We don't have to work for salvation. We cannot earn our salvation. The work of salvation was done by Jesus Christ on the cross. And when he said on that cross, "It is finished," he meant it. And after his resurrection, he ascended back up into heaven, where right now he is seated on the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. The work of redemption is done. And if you've never yet trusted Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right there, right now, right there by the radio, to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you, and he will. And if you make that decision for Christ, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Our mailing address is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. The email is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And our phone number is 814-944-2894. 814-944-2894. And if you today trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you called upon the name of the Lord and asked him to save you, contact us, and we will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Again, that mailing address is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our phone number is 814-944-2894, and the email is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Now, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we started our Sunday morning services up again last Sunday, and we had a great time in the Lord. Well, we're going to continue that today at 10:30, and of course, if you are at home and you've been looking for a church to attend, we would invite you to join us. However, if you don't feel comfortable in getting out, you can watch us on television at 1 o'clock today here in the central Pennsylvania area, as well as listen to us on radio on WJSM at 1 o'clock today. But you can also join us at our social media ministries, which you can find all about that at www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Then, of course, this evening at 6 o'clock, we'll be doing our virtual services again, as well as this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We'll be doing our virtual services as well. And somebody asked, when are we going to open up completely? Well, the answer to that is, we do not know. And we are trusting the Lord to lead us, and when he does, we'll open up completely. But in the meantime, we do have service this morning at 10:30, you come on out. It'll be safe. We're providing all the necessary elements to keep the church cleansed. There is social distancing. We would certainly love to have you with us. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you for the joy of the Lord, your joy, which is our strength. And how we give you praise for the fact that when we know you through faith in Jesus Christ, you give us that joy that's unspeakable and that joy that's full of glory. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice right now. There may be those who are living in fear or great concern because of COVID-19. I pray, dear Lord, that you would encourage them. There may be those who are lost and they don't have faith in you. They don't know what salvation is all about. It is my prayer that you'll bring them to Christ today. And then for the believer, Father, it is my prayer that they will be encouraged through your word today as they worship with us in spirit and in truth. We're not gathered together under one roof, but we are gathered together around this part of the country, yea, around the world through the internet. And we thank the Lord that wherever people are today, they are together with us under the sound of this program, and together we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, I pray that you'll take this program and use it for your glory, and we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing, you can have a little talk with Jesus. What do you say we do that right now?
Now you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right.
Now let us
have a little talk. A little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our troubles, hear our faintest cry,
he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn, and know a little fire is burning, find a little talk with Jesus makes it. A little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our troubles. A little talk with Jesus makes it right.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, where the Word of God says in verses 1, 2, and 3, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Honor of the Church, we're going to listen to a song entitled When the Roe is Caught Up Yonder, I'll be there.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fast. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll
I trust that you can say that when the roll is called up yonder, that is up in heaven, when the rapture happens and when Jesus comes to claim his people and take them home to be within heaven, with him in heaven, I trust that you'll be among that number. And the way to guarantee that is by trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you've not yet simply said, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, I encourage you to say it now. And if you say that with a heart that's sincere, a heart full of belief, the Lord Jesus will save you. Today, I want to share with you a little bit a message entitled, The Honor of the Church. The Honor of the Church. The longer I live and the longer I serve the Lord and the longer I pastor, the more I believe that many people do not understand what the Church of Jesus Christ is all about. Many people think of the fact that the church is just a building down on the corner of the street somewhere, or just some type of an organization, just like the Lions Club or the Kiwanis or whatever the case. But the church is something special. It is something special in the eyes of God, and it deserves our respect because of what it is in the eyes of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, we have one particular verse of Scripture that gives us great teaching concerning what the church is. There we find the Apostle Paul is speaking to Timothy, who was a pastor, and he just got finished talking about the responsibility of the pastor or the bishop, which is the same, and the deacon. And then he said this in verse 15 of 1 Timothy 3, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." You see, Paul was teaching Timothy how to teach his people that he served, that he pastored, undoubtedly the church there at Ephesus. And in this particular verse, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, we see three things about the church of God that should cause us to honor it with the right respectful attitude. Number one, we see that the church is the household of God. Look at your verse there in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. He says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God." You see, Paul was writing to Timothy, teaching Timothy how that believers should live accordingly to the will of God in the house of God. Now, that phrase, the house of God, is literally the household of God. Not necessarily are we talking about some building somewhere, as was the case back in the Old Testament with the temple and the tabernacle and so forth. And he's not talking necessarily about the building down on the corner where Christians gather together to meet. That phrase, the house of God, as I said, literally translated, is the household of God, which speaks of all the believers in Jesus Christ. The fact of the matter is, when one trusts Jesus Christ as Savior, not only is that person placed into the body of Christ, which is the church, by the way, but that person is also placed into God's family. We are members of the family of God. We are a part of God's household. We belong to Him. And because of that, we should behave ourselves appropriately. That's why Paul was writing to Timothy. You say, what does it mean to behave thyself properly in the household of God? Well, in the context of 1 Timothy, it carries along with it the idea of making certain that we have right doctrine. 1 and 2 Timothy are two books that speaks a lot about doctrine. Many people today say that doctrine doesn't make any difference. Well, it makes all the difference in the world. And for those of us who are in the household of God, we must study doctrine, we must understand doctrine, and we must live doctrine so that we will have that right living that God wants us to have. You see, the church is the household of God. God loves His household, but God's household must also love Him. And the first step in loving Him is maintaining good, sound doctrine, knowing what the Bible says, and then living accordingly. The second thing we see about the church that should cause us to honor it is that it is the possession of God. Again, look at your verse there in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. He says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house or the household of God, which is the church of the living God." The church of the living God. You see, the church does not belong to the pastor or the deacons or the elders or even the congregation. The church belongs to God. And of course, here he's talking more than about the local church. He's talking about the body of Christ, that body of believers in Jesus Christ that really is worldwide. And it's the church that belongs to God. When you turn back to Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, you will find that it teaches us there that the church was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. God purchased the church with Christ's blood. That's why we say the church could not have existed back in the Old Testament, simply because of the fact that the blood of Christ had to be shed first before the church could be established. But the fact of the matter is, the church belongs to God, and God will take care of it, and God will strengthen it, and God wants to use it for His glory in the world. As we study dispensational truth, we understand very clearly that it is the church that is God's program for this dispensation of grace. And it's through the church that the wisdom of God is seen, not only to those on earth, but to the principalities and the powers in heaven. And so you see, the church belongs to God, and therefore, because it does, He will care for it, He will strengthen it, He will use it, and those of us who are part of local churches should be willing to say, "Lord, what do you want to do through our church?" and then let Him lead. Finally, we see that not only is the church the household of God and the possession of God, but the upholder of God's truth, the upholder of God's truth. Again, verse 15 of 1 Timothy 3. "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." Those are architectural terms, and it talks about the fact of a pillar standing on a foundation that holds up the superstructure of the building. And what that is teaching us is that it is the church in the world that holds up the superstructure of God's truth. In John chapter 17 and verse 17, Jesus tells us that God's word is truth. So when we are talking about truth, we are talking about the teaching of the Word of God. We live in a day and age where so many people today are saying there is no such thing as absolute truth, but there is. And it's found in the Scripture, and the church is in the world to uphold the Scriptures, to proclaim the Scriptures, to portray the truth of the Scriptures. And what is that? Well, note, it is summarized in verse 16 of 1 Timothy 3, and it is all encircled around Jesus Christ, where it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory." You see, the truth is found in the Word of God, and it is centered around Jesus Christ. We should honor the church because it's the household of God, the possession of God, and the upholder of God's truth. All born-again believers are a part of God's household, and all born-again believers should participate in upholding the truth of God's household that God might be glorified. Let's thank God for the church, and if we are a part of the church through faith in Christ, let's uphold the truth of God in the world around us. Thank you for joining me today. Until we greet once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come today. That means the best is yet to come.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.